praise God that God has given me this opportunity to come over here to stand in front of you to share my testimony as well as my ministry and a few thoughts from the Bible. And I see this here, mostly all great people came and stand here and share the message. But I'm not even worthy to stand here. But God gave me this privilege today to stand here. And I thank you all for giving me this opportunity and plus the dear brothers, the elders of this Wakitas Assembly, Wawatosa, sorry. And I thank you all for giving me this opportunity. And I'm grateful to you. And we have been here 4 weeks. 4 months. We have been here with fellowship with you. And really, it was a really blessed time for our family. And the fellowship with you. And the hospitality and the love and the concern, everything I remember, and it is also great. We enjoyed so much. And everything, whatever. And I like this assembly so much. It's really touched my heart. And I feel the God's presence here. That's a great thing. And the beautiful messages, beautiful Bible studies, all I got from here. I'm very thankful to you and thankful to God Almighty. And sure that I'll go back to India, definitely. I'll share about this assembly and share about each one of you, the love which you have shown. That's really practical and challenging for me. We cannot see this in many places or in our country, that hospitality, that love. And that fellowship, the Christian fellowship, that's a great thing I enjoyed here. I'm thankful to you and I praise God for that. And I'm going to share about few minutes about my testimony and as well as I give my work which I'm doing for the Lord in India. And also I'll do a little few minutes about the Word of God. And I know that many of them know that about India. India is the country that is the most populated country. You know that. This is maybe second populated country in this world, I can say that. So many people in India, you can see that. And we know that almost 60% of the Indians are Hindus. We know Hindus. What is Hindus there? They are worshipping idols. They are worshipping sun and moon. And they are worshipping animals. Even the snake also they are worshipping. They think that is our God. In that people, almost 60% I can say that. And around 35% they are Muslims. And they don't know Christ. And very few are Christians. Only 3% are Christians in India. At that too, they are not a believers. There's a nominal Christians, Catholics and other nominal. But very few are believers there in India. And to that, and few other religions. And I focus on in Kerala, where I'm born and brought up. And that's Kerala got two parts. One is north and south. South part is, we can see a lot of Christians are there. Even believers also in South Kerala is there. But in North Kerala, where I am, there is very few Christians. Believers are very few. We can count with our fingers. Few believers in that area. And rest all, same, Muslims and Hindus. But I praise God. God put me into that place because He got a special purpose for that to minister. For him, to serve him in that place. And I am going to share my testimony, very few words, because my testimony is a very big testimony. I have a lot of experience to share, but very few. Only 5 minutes I take for my sharing my testimony. In 1974, April 4th, that was my unforgettable day. Lord Jesus came to my heart. I confessed all my sins, and I became a new creation. That's April 1974, April 4th, 1974. That was a midnight. Anyway, and after that, I got a privilege to join with a Christian organization called Operation Mobilization. That is an international movement. It is all over the world, that movement is that. But India, I was working with them. Mostly they are doing, they're visiting different cities and different villages, different towns. Go there and preach the Lord. That's all they're doing. Mobilizing the word of God. As well as the literature also, they're distributing. A lot of literature and they're distributing. And I got the privilege to join with them and to serve the Lord in that organization, and I learned many great things from them and from the word of God as well as, and I was really happy to be there for continuously. But I don't know, after 3 years, I got a special attitude. I changed my mind. I thought I'd leave this operation mobilization and I can do alone myself, because OM is distributing tracts and preaching. And that's all. They're not doing any follow-up work. So I thought, I can get out from OM. I take one small village, stay there, do follow-up work, and share about Jesus, and make a small assembly, small church established. That kind of vision I have. So I decided, I left OM, and I went to my home church, and I shared about this, my burden to them. But I thought I want to go a very short term Bible study, and that I needed a letter from our church, that commended letter. But and need some financial support too also. But my church didn't give me any letter either, finance support also. Then I asked Lord, provide me a job for me, and with that job I can do your ministry. And God gave me a job there in India, and I was very happily working for the Lord after my duty hours. And after some time, God gave me a very good job in Arabian Gulf. That's an Arabic country called Bahrain. And Bahrain is very close to Saudi Arabia. And I was there, when I ever reached there, I asked the Lord, I worked for years, few years. I make money and come back and continue my ministry. That was my idea that I was to do. For a few years I worked there, for 3 years and go back. I don't know, that put me to stay there a long years. 28 years I stayed, and so sad. Anyway, because I didn't do simple thing, God used me there also. Evenings after our duty hours, me and my brother, and brother Neil, no, his friend called his daddy actually, Jijo's daddy. We both used to go there and we visit all the labor camps and we share gospel. Different people there, Indians there, Pakistan is there, Bangladesh is there, Sri Lankans are there, all different nationalities there. So we got a privilege to share there and take Bible class, everything we do. So I am doing music ministry also in that area. So I was really engaged, and I know that maybe this is a God's will. I stayed there 28 years in Bahrain. And in between, God gave me a reminding letter. And that I got a heart attack. It was miraculously God healed me. I did angioplasty, everything okay. I was healthy again. Still, I continued. Then God gave me a final letter, final notice, warning letter. I gave me a cancer in my nose. That cancer really put me full stop to Bahrain. And I know I got cancer when I was in Bahrain, but I didn't bother it. I was working continuously, and suddenly my health went back. Very weak, I was became very weak. And I was hospitalized. And one night, it was very serious condition. My blood level was so low. Everything gone. I am almost to die. I can say that I have a heavy headache. I cannot sleep. I cannot sleep. Anything I can do. But suddenly I got up. I stood in the ground. And I said, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry, Lord. I did mistake. If you give me a chance to live in this world, I will serve you 100%. I will obey. I will take my old decision. I don't know. After that prayer, I slept nicely. And morning I got up. Doctor came, he checked, you feel better, he said. I said, doctor, give me my, I want to discharge from here. I'm going back to India. But I don't know, he gives, he never gives because I cannot travel, my body so weak. The airlines won't allow me to travel. But somehow got out and I went to my office, I resigned my job. It's not happy to everybody because everybody liked me very much. I was here 28, so very senior staff. So anyway, I left the job. I stayed only 3 days there. I don't know if I stay there, many people come and they tell us, then tell me about leaving. But I left so early from that place. I went to India and did my treatment. And Lord gave me the ministry there. He showed me the ministry. And the same brother, Anthony, the Jijo's dad also resigned his job from Bahrain. He came to India. So we came together and we asked what to do. We planned, we did, started to pray actually, and God showed him a way to minister in the jail, prisoners, among the prisoners. For that we don't allow permission. To get a permission to go into prisoners is very difficult. How, I don't know, God made so great, and we got the permanent visiting letter. Anytime we can go, any year, only thing every year we have to renew that letter. So we have to go in all Kerala, around 60 jails we can, we got the, this thing to visit, 60 jails to visit, we got permission. And we thought of going to 60 jails, so risky as well as very tiring because you had to travel long journey. So we thought of taking the north part of Kerala, that's called Malabar. There's four districts are there. There are 100% we can say Muslims and Hindus. So we thought of going there and do the ministry there. We selected 17 jails. And we started to go each day. Every weekly 3 days, the week goes to Thursday and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. These 3 days we go for jail visiting only. And that 17 jails, we go there. And it is a very tough time. People never go to jail ministry because they're very hard time. And you know that if we conduct a meeting in very big places and a very big campaign, we cannot find anybody, these people in that meeting. They won't come to listen or Christian or anything. They're living their own life. And even that meeting, mostly all Christians are coming to attend the meeting. So no use actually. But see, this is a very good place to us to go to jail and minister the word of God. And that mostly we used to go in the jail. We go to the jail people. So after seeing us, they said, no, no, don't come here. You are going to change our religion. So we don't want to see you. Don't come here. We don't want to listen to you also, they speak. But we tell them, we bring chocolate. So we show them, we brought chocolate. Come out, we have, we love you. That's why we came here. So anyway, they all come out from the cell. And they sit in the door floor. And we started to give some songs. We are going to teach them. We give some songs, sheet, and so give to them. And we start teach them songs. And they started to learn that song. And we call them, you come forward. If anybody want, anybody know this song to sing, come forward and sing. We'll give you a gift. So many of them are interested to come. So they all come and sing. And we give them a New Testament to them as a gift. After that, I share the gospel to them, and along with my testimony. And really, that will change their heart, I can say that. I have seen many bodies heart. Because my testimony is really touching for them. And so, after that, my brother, Anthony brother, will give the altar call, as well as he explain more about Lord Jesus Christ. And it will be a great time, I can say, many of them, they have received the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart. I know that. See, that jails which we are going, that's a reminded jail. That's it, they're coming, this prisoners, they come here, they stay almost 1 month, then next month there will be a new prisoners. The every time we are going to the prisoners, all the new prisoners are coming and listening the gospel. That's a very great thing. So altogether, many, many people, many prisoners, we share the gospel. So that's the ministry I am doing among the jail ministry. And I have seen many people coming out of the jail, walking, and when I go to the city and all walking, they said, sir, sir, I know, they call me, mostly they call me father. Father, I know that I came here to preach, and I am here selling this thing, I am selling this, I left all my old things, I am changing my life. Some people are doing drivers, that I also met. So, like the bikes, God is working there, and the work is so great. And still the work is going on, and brother, auntie, brother is taking another brother, and they all continue the work. It's a great work. I enjoy the work. And I praise God. God give me this opportunity. Second, I think one day I was attending one campaign there. And one brother is really challenging me about children. If we are speaking to, if we share the gospel to any big man, he won't listen. He just listen and just forget. He won't understand more. But if we speak to a little child like this, they will keep there in their mind. Even they grow, that thought will be there in their mind. So that really spoke to my heart. That challenged me. So I'm also decided to do work among the children. And we had an organization called Children. That's similar to CEF, but that's independent. All are voluntarily servicing. And they select me. I am also president. I am the president. Still also I am a president. I am that group, that organization. And we conducting VBS in different parts in our city. All VBS means mostly 100% Hindus and Muslims. No, we are not taking few Christians, but all our non-Christians are attending VBS. And we 3 days program. We share the message. We give them books and all. And we give them gift also. So they were very pleased, and many of them prayed to Jesus. And after that, we have some follow-up work also. We do weekly, when they have vacation, we call them for other one-day conference also. Like that, all children's ministry was going very great. And we really enjoying that ministry. And also God is giving me. So a lot of other small things. When we are going to jail, we are going by train. For that train, we go two part. One side brother go, and one side I go. We go distributing tracks. So all the bogies. And that we do whenever we go coming that time. That's a track distribution among the trail. And as well as Wednesday, we both go to the town and do the distribution, track distribution. And Jijo's brother is called Bijo. He's a very good brother. He's a very dedicated brother. And I also joined with them. We got three, Bijo got three other friends. before we'll go to house visiting, different every Saturday morning we go to house visiting, different houses, we go and share gospel to them, and that type of work every day. And in the evening, we are going to the hospital ministry, and I praise God, in hospital ministry we got 4 souls. The 4 are, 3 of them from Muslim and 1 is from Hindu. And 3, all of them very keen, and we have Monday evening we had a Bible study in Bijo's house. These people are coming to there and attending. Not only that, Sunday's worship meeting also, these people are coming. And one fellow is one back, anyway we'll catch him. And that ministry also really, we got the fruit. We've seen that fruit in our eye actually, and that ministry. And also work is going very nicely. And one Hindu convert, one Muslim convert, his name is, I say, very good brother. He left everything and he's doing full-time Lord's ministry in our place. We are all supporting him, and he also doing work in among the Muslims. And so Muslims converts also, we are expecting many Muslims to come forward. And we know that people are, they are realizing their sinners, and they know Lord Jesus is a God, and some of them are secret believers, I can say. You know, in my neighbor, we preach to their neighbors, both of them are saved, both 2 families are saved actually. One fellow has to have, we had a Bible study in every Friday evening night, I mean every Saturday night. That time he comes there attending the meeting. Another fellow never comes, he's scared about the society and the community. But they are praying, they're saying, I'm praying to Jesus. So like that, now people are converting, but they have some fear in their heart. So that's why, so God will take them, he will take care of them. So we pray for the ministry, and it's a lot of things we do, but everything is God's glory. I never take, here somebody asked me any photographs, but I never take any photographs. I never share anybody to share whatever I'm doing here, because this is not my business, God's business. Whatever God giving to us, that we are doing, and we are not going to join, we are not doing among, we are doing under the any society or any organization. We are doing it independent. Whatever we are doing, spending everything, our own pocket. And I praise God for Joseph and Tanya. They are really helping us. They are helping our ministry. And I thank God for them. God brought here for that purpose. So a lot of work is we are doing. And I need your prayer. I need your support. And so we can do many things, many great things for the Lord. And that's all. And I want to share a few thoughts from the Word of God. So I remember me, and I too remember you in my prayer. And really, I miss you all. And so pray for us. And for today's meditation. I'm sorry, my language is not good. I hope you can follow me. And my accent also very poor. So please bear with me, forgive me if any mistake I make. Shall we read 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 2. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 2. The word of God in the, sorry, I read, sorry. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, a handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Shall we have a word of prayer? Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time. Thank you for thy word. Lord, praise you, Lord, and bless this word and speak to us. Help me, Lord. Use me, Lord, for thy glory, and bless each of us for thy glory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you know, the word of God is not only a book of miracle, but the book filled with miracles. And here we read, there's a widow. Now she's saying nothing. She has. She doesn't have anything in her hand. And she said, I don't have money, and I don't have husband, and I don't have money to pay back all my debt. I don't know anything, nothing, she's telling. But Elijah heard, Elisha heard that. And he asked him, what do you have at home? What do you have at your hand? And she said, I have a pot of oil. There's oil in my hand. I just was hiding. She didn't give any importance to that oil. It was hiding. She didn't say anything about the oil. And she said, I don't have anything. I have a problem. I have this. I have this. So if you think about our life, we also same thing. Sometimes we think, I don't have any gift here. I don't have any spiritual gift. I don't have any talent. I cannot sing. I cannot pray. I cannot play the instruments here. And I cannot do any ministry there. I cannot speak about Jesus. I cannot preach. I cannot share any thought. So we are complaining. But now, the moment we received Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, the Holy Spirit has given the spiritual gift, different spirit each one of us have. This is our responsibility to find out what gift I have. We have to find out. Otherwise, we cannot know. We say, complaining, I don't know. There is a gift. She got a pot of oil. She forgot that. If that gift, if you open, you ask God, if you give to Lord's hand, surely God can use you mightily. God can use you. The church will be blessed. Our nations will be blessed. Our neighbors will be blessed through our ministry. The talent which we have, if we hidden there, if we do anything, if we do any business, great loss for you. And Lord has given for that. To bless, to get blessed, to bless many. And if we are not using, that's useless. If you know that 10 talents story, Jesus said that the 10 talents fellow got, he made another 10 talents. The 5 talents won, he made another 10, 5. But the 1 talent, he didn't do. He was hidden that talent. What happened? The master came. Everybody gave. Master, I made double. He said, no, I was hidden. So shame. When Lord comes, he asks you what to do. What you did here? So shame. So we have to think, what talent I have? So that we have to give to Lord, and God will be blessed. And you know, about the life of Moses, and Moses, God called Moses, I'm going to give you a big task. You know that? You are the leader to bring Israelites from Egypt. Moses, no, I cannot. I cannot speak. My tongue, it is very hard. I cannot. And the Lord asked Moses, what do you have in your hand? What do you have? Put it down. Moses put it, that rod. He said, I have a rod in my hand. Put it down. And the rod became a serpent. So, you know, if you look Moses' life, Moses was brought up in Pharaoh's palace. He had a very luxurious life. Good education. He was a big guy in the military, everything. So he took himself as a leader and he acted with the children of God when they were in the slave there. And he, there are two of them fighting, and he took, he murdered one Egyptian. So he himself, he took leadership. So that shows, you know, he's a pride. He got a great pride in his life. I am this, I can do. That pride. God said, Moses, put that pride down. I can use it. I praise God, he put it down. And I know that Moses, God has used him so greatly. And at last, God gave him a testimony that we read in, actually in Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, we read, Moses was very humble, more than all men who were in the face of the earth. He was the most humblest man in this world. He became. At Moses. So I'm asking, the pride, that's a problem in here, in our Christian field, there are pride in our believers' heart. In our people, they were thinking, I have something, we are born again, we have some, we have. No, that pride goes nothing. We can do anything. Some people are preachers in our place, we can, they do preaching very beautiful. They are very pride. I am a preacher. No, God cannot use that pride people. God can use a simple person. Simple like Moses, when he put it down, he became very simple. I ask, Lord, what I have? That pride, anything, put it down. Give to Lord's hand. And Lord can use us. Lord can bless us. And third thing we can see, and a person called Samson. Shall we read that? Judges chapter 15, verse 15. Judges chapter 15, verse 15. He found a fresh jaw bones of a donkey, reached out his hand and took it, and killed 1,000 men. You know, Samson, you know that Samson used a jawbone of a donkey and he killed 1,000 men. Took a jawbone. You know what's a jawbone? Jawbone. The jawbone is the word, the talking, the word. What you speak, the word. And the same thing we can see in Numbers chapter 22, we see that God is using one donkey. Donkey spoke to one prophet, his name is Balaam. God used donkey to speak. Balaam was going on a wrong direction. And donkey was speaking. And donkey told, you are the wrong way, come turn this way. Because God used donkey. And donkey, I mean, that's a word we are using. See, we are, God is using us to share the word of God to people. That's what we got, because that's a commission God has given when in Matthew chapter 28 we can say, go and preach, go and preach. This is a commission. No need, we think, when I was young, I thought, this is job of belongs to evangelist or the missionary's job. No, it's not our job. No. Each and every believer have the purpose, God's purpose. We have to share the gospel to everybody. Whatever I know, whatever we got, whatever light we got, that light we have to give back to them. We have to give them. Many people, they are in the darkness. We have to give light. The light we receive from Lord, we have to share. The freely we receive, freely we have to give them. That's a God's plan and the God's mind in our us. That's a purpose God has done. That our God, we want to use our mouth. We want to use our word to say, pray, preach the gospel. I read one more verse from another time, Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and 15. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and 15. How then shall they call on him in whom they have no belief? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without preacher? How shall they preach unless they are sent? See, this is the word God says. How the people there, how they received, how they know God, how they know gospel, unless and until we have to tell them. Then only they can, they know gospel. They know the love of God. How they believe, that's our duty. And this is what we have to do. We have to open our mouth. And we have to share what God has done to your life, to your neighbor, to your colleagues. Everywhere. And I got the privilege to hear now, myself and Joseph used to go out and so sometimes I have privilege to speak to the people. They are very anxiously listen. There are opportunities here in this place, Milwaukee. And this is your responsibility, I'm telling you, to go there. Whenever you go to the market, people are there. Shopkeepers are there. Tell them the love. Definitely, there's a way. So I praise God can use you in this way. And I praise God this assembly, because I know many missionaries are here in this assembly. They are sending to different parts of the world. And that's a dear brother, John Dawkins and brother, and Jeremiah and other three brothers, they are ready to go. They are missionaries. This assembly is supporting. And I praise God that God may use and use wonderfully. And I am going to, time is going to get over now. I've shared one more thing, two more things I just say. David, if you see, look David's life. I know that David killed Goliath and using only one sling and a stone. He got that one sling and one stone, and he, without that, he used a great, Goliath. And Goliath was very ready to for the fight. He got all the dress. He got everything, all the protecting dresses he was wearing, and David was nothing. It's a casual dress he was wearing. And he got only one stone. And you know that David, his life was, you know that he had feared the Lord and loved God in his heart. That's a God. I trusted in God. And so in David was even where in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 47. 1 Samuel 4:17, 47. Then all the assembly shall know that the Lord does not save the sword and the spear and the battle of the Lord, and that will give you in our hand. So the Lord does not save the sword and the spear and the battle of the Lord. And God will give you into our hand. So only God can give this. Only God can give the victory. We cannot go. All the sword or all the spear, they won't give. And David trusts that. He trusts in God. And he is a godly feared man. And he took a 5 stones. That 5 stones representing about Lord Jesus Christ. We see it in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, that the Lord's name, we can see that Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And he took the one stone, the Mighty God. He took that one stone, and with that one stone, the Goliath fallen down. So because he trusted in God. He trusted in God. He believed God can do great things. So whatever he got, we had, he given to Lord, and God used him. Because the slings and all he was using when he wasn't a shepherd boy. And he given to Lord's hand. With that thing he used to make, to keep, to put down that great man, to kill him. So this is what I'm thinking, this is all whatever we have. Whatever we have, even if it is small or big, give to him. Great thing God can do. Sure. And by my experience, I can. I'm nothing person, but I know that God is really doing great things and using me that. And when I was in one prison that I'm going to stop now, and that was a big problem that was going on that time, because the one man was killed by the communist people that in Kerala's ruling. The Kerala's, they have mostly communist people are there. So they are very typical character. They are killing. They want to kill. If they are against the communism, against the, they kill, definitely. They have people are ready to kill. And so one boy man is killed, and all the communist leaders were in the jail. And luckily, we got the chance to go there in the jail. All the big, big leaders there, communist people in the jail. And they told us, no, we don't want to listen. Go, get lost. I said, sir, 1 minute, sir, we love you. Okay, then they came to listen, and I shared the gospel. I don't know, I wept like anything. It was 5 years God leading me. That testimony I shared, and I wept. That is challenged their heart. And I believe that many of them given their life to Jesus. Many of them changed their life, I believe that day. It was a very, I cannot forget that day. So God is using whatever we have given to him. God can make big, big people to down. To put it down. So we give whatever we have. Even a small thing, give to him. And we know that, I'm going to stop now. We know that boy, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. People out there hungry, waiting for food. Nobody have food, nothing to do. What to do? The boy, if a boy say, oh, mama, mama, give me this. I want this, I want to eat. No, he didn't say no. He said, no, take it. Take it. If you can do this, do it. Praise God. 5,000 men, they have sufficient food. And all the children and wives. The boy gave, and they blessed. So many people blessed. So what we have? What we have? Give. Give to God. So I want to share this thing to Minnesota, this assembly, Wauwatosa assembly. What we have? You are a good people. I know we are great. I know that. But I'm. What you have? Give to Lord. Anything, small or big, anything. Give to. Give. And God can bless. God can bless many because of you. And because of that many, no, Lord. So that's all I'm going to stop, and I thank you, everything. I say, think about this. We think about our heart, what I have, Lord. I'm committing by you. I surrender everything to you. I surrender all I'm giving to you. And use me, Lord. Use me, and for thy glory. If I give, if you pray like that, definitely God will use you, and he'll make you, and you have, God can bring many souls because you are light. And we know Paul and Peter, John and Paul, John and Peter and John, they went to temple, and they saw a lame there. And Peter said, I don't have anything. But in the name of Jesus, they raise up and walk. And the lame, he walked. So that's the message today. The widow gave the pot of oil. The Moses had a rod, and Samson had a jawbone of the donkey. David had a sling and a stone. And the boy had 5 loaves and 2 fish. So what we have to give, think about. So So if I have to a faith of a mustard, we can move mountains from here and there and use our talent and spiritual gift, everything for God's glory. And may God bless you and take care of all of you and pray for you all. We are mourning tomorrow evening. We are leaving this country. So pray for our journey. Thank God.